From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Tom, I'm so excited this morning. Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, as a former news anchor and now television host, I can speak for many of us when I say there's often frustration we silently experience because we are forced to suppress our passion. That is why so many of us celebrate Melissa Harris-Perry. When I first tuned into her show on MSNBC some years back, Tom, I think I watched with my mouth open because this woman could and would talk about whatever she wanted surrounded by a panel of whomever she wanted, and that was mostly brown and female faces. Tom, on this show, she would effortlessly go from things like the war on progressivism to Black Hair 101 and would tie up each show in a nice little bow with her letters from Melissa, like the one to Tiana Tom, the little black girl who could not wear her natural hair the way she wanted, and so she was really upset. Melissa Harris-Perry changed the game when it comes to cable news coverage, and sadly now her show is gone, but she's still here, and she's our guest this morning. I'm going inside her story with the one and only Melissa Harris-Perry. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Listen, can we talk a little politics first? What surprises you most, the success of Donald Trump or the success of Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, I know, right. I mean, in certain ways, they have a real similar kind of effect in that both of them are about, I think, folks feeling very distraught about our current system, feeling like if only we could just get somebody who, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but not unlike what you just said about me, which is to say sometimes folks think if we can just find one individual who will speak their mind, right. If we can just get one person who will cut through it all, then that will be enough to fix a whole system. But in fact, that's actually kind of magical thinking, and it's magical thinking on the left or on the right. We have to do always the hard work of changing whole systems. And so if you're a conservative who is looking at American politics and doesn't like what you see, you actually can't just put in Donald Trump and presume that he's going to alter the entire American political project, which, you know, let me say, if you're a progressive, it also means you can breathe deeply, in part because one guy can't change it all. Mm. Same thing if you're a progressive. You can't just look at Bernie Sanders and say, oh, my gosh, he's able to say everything that I don't think that Hillary Clinton is willing to say. So if he gets in, you know, free college for everybody, raising taxes on the rich, you know, we're going to make these corporations pay. That's actually not how the presidency works. Like, maybe you haven't noticed the past 8 years of the Obama administration. It's actually hard to get things done when the other side disagrees. So, you know, democracy requires all of us to be in the game and often doing a lot of painful compromising.
Yeah. Love to hear you talk about politics, and your voice is definitely missed from the weekend lineup on MSNBC. Wanted to talk a little bit about that because, you know, MSNBC says one thing. You, of course, say something else, both experiencing the same thing, really. I think initially the complaint was from you that they really were trying to take over editorial control of your show. Is that what led to the end of it?
Yeah, well, so basically the show really was already over, and I was just trying to get them to acknowledge it publicly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if the way that folks can see this is if you can go back and look kind of through late January or even early January, you'll see that all of the things that made MHP show into an actual show were gone visually. So the name Melissa Harris-Perry, that pretty Tiffany blue color that we had, you know, the brown MHP in the back, all of it was gone. And it just said Place for Politics. Now, for a while, we just kept plugging along. We kept having our four-person panels, but they moved us into different studios. They changed our looks. We felt the walls closing in. And then they yanked me off the air as an anchor. And so first it was the show branding going away, and then it was me going away. And so really the show was already gone. And look, it's not my network. It's theirs.
Right,
and so
right.
It's fine. They can take it. It's, you know, it's their job to do the programming. I just, what I didn't want us to do was to be disappeared or drowned in a bathtub without anybody noticing.
I
just felt like it was irresponsible, given that I knew that people liked our show, to let us go away without a proper burial. And so what I was asking was for clarification for me, for my team, and most importantly for my audience, to be able to say, look, we're going a different direction, and this show is now over.
And did you see the writing on the wall as other shows were being taken off the air, or as other shows were being reduced once a week status?
Like Al Sharpton's show.
And Joy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, you could see kind of across that there was a change at MSNBC from, you know, what you'd call editorial or perspective content to more, you know, what you call just sort of straight reporting. Mm-hmm. They call it breaking news. I wouldn't call it breaking news because I don't know that it's breaking news to keep saying over and over again, Donald Trump's polling numbers are whatever.
Right.
I actually think it would be breaking news to talk about things that are actually happening in the lives of people. But that's, you know, that's just a disagreement between me and management about what constitutes news. But look, yeah, of course we could see it coming. I figured at some point this was going to happen. But I also thought that, as in any job I've ever had, that my boss would actually tell me when I was fired, as opposed to me having to, you know, to ask, am I fired? Do I actually work here anymore?
Can we just talk about the editorial flow of your show? I mean, it was so wonderful to just see. Yes. And I just wonder, just from behind the scenes, how did you all come up with your lineup? Was it just whatever you wanted to talk about, Melissa, which is so refreshing?
Man, was it such a pleasure. I mean, it was the most incredible experience, and it really is the thing that I miss. And, you know, I've had so many people say such nice things in the past couple of weeks and say, oh, we hope to see you somewhere else. And I don't know if that will happen. And the main reason is, you know, you know, what the audience experiences is me sitting behind a desk, you know, with a camera on. But that's not what the show is. The show is me in conversation with this team of people all week. So, you know, there's 12 folks who work on making the show, a core group of young producers. Most of those producers, young women of color, not exclusively. In fact, for most of the show's 4 years, we had a little white guy who was our executive producer, who I think is more conservative than all the rest of us and would constantly push us in part by being a little incredulous. And he'd say, come on, is that really true? And so we'd have to prove ourselves to him. But it was great. That was the show that I loved, having to work with those young women every day. And so we would read it all, we tweet it all, and then we would talk about what we cared about.
Hey, Melissa and Jackie, can you all relate to the TV show Being Mary Jane with Gabrielle Union?
My best friend says all the time, she was like, girl, she's like, the show part of that show is clearly your show, but your life ain't nothing like that.
Yeah, no. Not the personal life, but professionally, yes.
The professional, yes.
Yes,
the professional,
definitely.
Yes.
The sex part.
Melissa, thank you. And follow her at melissaharrisperry.com. She's doing amazing things over at Wake Forest and just everywhere. A lot of great books. Please find out what she's doing
Please
and support
back.
It.
Thank you, Sister Citizen.
Great.